Confessions of a Woman Who Burnt Down a Town, inspired by the story of Marie-Joseph Angélique. I buried the twins that evening. They died of smallpox. We're only 8 months old. Madame came to the funeral and said to me by way of consolation, "C'est la vie. I too have lost my own." I went back to work. Went back to work in Madame's house that same evening. And at supper, she yelled at me and boxed me full in the face because I overturned the gravy bowl in her lap. I remember my journey from my island to this island, Rhode Island, to Montreal. I lived in Rhode Island all my life till Monsieur came from Montreal on one of his business trips. He bought me because he said I looked like a healthy wench. He died soon after, and Madame never forgave me. But I had nothing to do with it. He died of consumption. The twins died too. After we buried them that evening, my heart changed position in my chest, and I was seized with one desire and one desire only, and that was to leave the prison of this island. But where could I go? Because throughout the whole world, in all the continents, people who looked like me were bound. But still, all I could see was my feet running, no chains, no ropes, no shackle, free. Madame talking to her best friend and confessor, Father Labadie. "I'm going to sell that negress. She's getting too much for me. She's getting too uppity. And furthermore, since my husband died, I just can't seem to manage. Look a buyer for me, Father. Perhaps the church is interested." I bring in the food and pretend like I never hear. And I serve the food good and proper. Was on my best behavior. Roll back me lip and skin me teeth. Roll back me eye and show the white. Then I went back to my room in the cellar and I make my plan. Smoke, smoke, too much smoke. I only intend for one house to burn. Fire, fire, too much fire. But it done gone so already. And I run in, my feet unshackled and bound, free, running past the city limits, while behind me the fire rage, and my raging heart change back into its rightful position. He was running too, an apprentice from France. I gave him all my food to take me and show me the way to New England. But he took the food and leave me while I was sleeping, and the constables caught me. I don't utter a word as I sit here in the jailhouse. Father Labadie come to confess me, but I refuse. Dear God is not my God. Arson is one of the worst crimes in New France, Marie. He said to me, "Confess now and save your soul." I spit on the ground. Outside, the mob is waiting to rip me from limb to limb. But I'm not afraid. A strange calm filled my body. And I had peace, peace, perfect peace. "Guilty," the judge pronounced. And the sentence? To be tortured, my hands cut off. My body burned and the ashes scattered to the four corners of the earth. I break down, my body crumpled in a heap. And before my eyes, I see the twins. And they look so alive, as if they're waiting for me to come and nurse them. The sentence is reduced. Now I am to be hanged only and my body burned. Father Labadie, come back for his confession. And I confess, is I Marie who set the fire? I say yes, I started in Madame's house down by the river. 50 buildings destroy, the hospital, the cathedral. I say yes, is I Marie who burned this city? So write that down, Father Labadie. Write down my story so it can be known in history. With burning heart, I take the sacrament and accept the final rites. Outside, the guard is waiting to take me to my hanging. Outside, the guard is waiting to take me to my dying. Outside, the guard is waiting to take me to my burning. Soon, I will be free from the prison of this island, and I will fly and fly and fly. Petit oiseau. One bright morning, when my work is over, I will fly away home. This bright evening, now my work is over, I go fly away home like a little bird. Petit oiseau, fly away home.